synagogue on the Sabbath day, and he stood up to read. And the scroll of the prophet Isaiah was given to him. He unrolled the scroll and found the place where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor." And he rolled up the scroll and he gave it back to the attendant and sat down. And the eyes of all from the synagogue were fixed on him. And he began to say to them, "Today this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing."
Amen. Let's continue our worship and sing the hymn, "To God Be the Glory." Amen. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear his voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son and give him the glory, great things he has done. Lord, that's the gospel. And we bless you. And we praise you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that he's the atoning sacrifice for our sins. We thank you for his blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness, all uncleanness, Lord. We thank you that when we receive him, you look at us, and Lord, we are clothed with white garments. We bless you, and we honor you, and we praise you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you for his life. that's suffering right now from COVID. Lord, we lift them up to you. We pray that the inflammation in their lungs and their body would go now in the name of Jesus Christ, that their organs would be whole and healed in Jesus' name, that all the inflammation that's attacking their body, that it would go. And Lord, I just speak to the lungs and I say, be strong in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray you would bless them, that you would heal them, that you would raise them up, that you would be a guard all around about them. We pray, Father, for our first responders in the hospital, our doctors and our nurses and everyone working in the hospital, Jesus, that you'd protect them, that you'd give them grace, that you would give them strength in Jesus' name. Be a shield and a guard. We thank you, God, that you are a healer. That's who you are. And we bless you and we praise you and we honor you. We pray, Father, for Lori, who's suffering a setback dealing with her kidneys. And we just speak to those kidneys and we say, be strong and work and be whole in Jesus' name. Pray peace on her mama. And Lord, just bless and heal Lori. Strength on those kidneys in Jesus' name. We pray, Father, for Jerry, dealing with a lot of broken bones. Lord, he's too young to be dealing with those issues. And Lord, we just pray healing for Jerry, strength to his bones in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, your mercy to come upon Jerry and your healing in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for Angie, who's dealing with grief and the loss of her father. Lord, your word says that blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. Lord, we pray for Addie, who's dealing with the grief of her daddy as she's in her senior year of high school. And Lord, we just ask your mercy from the comforter to come upon Addie, that you would bless her, God. You would heal and you would mend her broken heart. Thank you, Lord, for the scripture that was read this morning. And Jesus, you quoted it, Isaiah 61. Thank you that you have come to bind up the brokenhearted. That's part of what you came to do, Jesus. Thank you that your word says that you will not break a bruised reed. When we feel so broken, Lord, you come in your sweet tenderness. So, Lord, comfort on Addie. Salvation to come to her home. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless her. Father, we pray for Danny Kirk, Lord, that you'd bless. And Lord, you'd heal that kidney in Jesus' name. We command that kidney stone, Lord, for the glory and honor of your name. We command that kidney stone to just dissolve and to begin to just break up in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray peace and healing on Danny in Jesus' name. God, bless him. Just pray over him. Lord, kidney stones no more. I declare that over him. Kidney stones no more in Jesus' name. Father, bless him and raise him up. Lord, we thank you that there's some semblance of normal this year. Lord, I thank you that Harrisburg, other schools, Lord, have had homecoming festivities. We pray for DuQuoin as they head into their homecoming festivities this week. We pray, God, that there would be no rise in COVID cases, that you would bless and you would guard, and, Lord, that it would be done safely. But, Lord, we ask you, your word says that unless you watch over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. Lord, we can do vaccines, we can do masks, but Lord, unless your hand is upon us, all of that, Lord, is vain. And so, Lord, I pray your hand of mercy in Jesus' name to be upon us, on this community. God, help, heal, and have mercy in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for your word that says where great sin abounds, much greater grace abounds. And Lord, we continue to ask and cry out for mercy on our country in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we are... Lord, you've removed your hand of protection upon us, and we're seeing the result of what happens when you take your hand off. And God, we come to you, and we thank you for the promise of when we come and when we repent and when we turn. Lord, the promise that you will come and you will heal. And so, Lord, we come and we humble ourselves today and say, Lord, help. Lord, forgive us for turning to our own way. Forgive us for turning to men and trusting in men rather than you. Father, forgive us as a nation. In Jesus' name, God, have mercy. We cry out to you for mercy. We cry out to you, God, for wisdom for our leaders, from our local leaders up to our federal leaders, Lord, that you would give them wisdom. In Jesus' name, that they would be men and women, Lord, who honor you, who fear you. We pray, Lord, all evil schemes, all nefarious plans would be rooted out and exposed. In Jesus' name. Lord, we pray for the suffering and the persecuted church worldwide, your church in Afghanistan, China, in Iraq, in Iran, throughout the Middle East and North Africa, North Korea. Jesus, we ask you to give courage. We ask you to give boldness. We pray, Lord, that the joy of the Lord would be their strength. Lord, I pray that they would stand firm into the end. Father, have mercy. Lord, where we need about the anointing, the baptism, the filling of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, to the disciples after his resurrection, he said, wait in Jerusalem and you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And that word for power is our word dunamis, where we get the English word dynamite, power. And as evangelicals in the mainline denomination, a lot of us think of that power as when we get saved. And that is true. When we are born again, the Spirit of God comes and he lives inside of us and we are new. We are a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. But there's more to that power than just salvation. And John the Baptist said it when he saw Jesus. He said two things. He said, behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And he said, I baptize you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. What is that? That is the power of God coming upon us to live a holy life. It's the power of God coming upon us to give us courage to stand. It's the power of God coming up on us to be Jesus' witnesses. Jesus said something profound in John chapter 14 when he's talking about the Holy Spirit. He said, I'm going to go away, but when I go away, greater things are you going to do for those who believe. What is Jesus talking about? He's talking about the Holy Spirit. Greater things, Jesus said. He said that to you. He said that to us. Greater things you're going to do. Say what, Jesus? Say what? What does that look like? As I was praying last Sunday, left and was praying, and this very rarely happens to me, but when I was sitting at home, I'll go over, think about the service, pray over it, and the Lord just immediately downloaded, just immediately gave me this sermon. And that normally doesn't happen. but I knew. I was like, okay. He's like, illustrate it. We've talked about the anointing. What does that look like? What does it look like? It's available. It's there. But what does that practically look like? More. Jesus said, greater things you'll do. Greater things you'll do. And I just want to do a broad swath. What does that practically look like in the life of Peter? Jesus asked his disciples a question, and he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter said, you are the Christ. You are the Messiah. You are the living God. And Jesus told him, he said, on this rock, on this confession, I will build my church. And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Father, we thank you for your word. And Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would anoint me today to declare your word. What does it look like to live in the anointing? Lord, you've given me this word. I pray you'd anoint me to declare it. And Lord, I pray that we would tangibly experience it beyond the sacred page, Lord. It wouldn't just be head knowledge, but Lord, we would hunger for more of you. Thank you, Jesus, that you came to save us. Thank you that you came to baptize us with the Holy Spirit and fire. And I pray, Lord, we would walk that out in Jesus' name. Amen. Jesus said, wait in Jerusalem. The disciples do that. Holy Spirit, there's a tangible experience of the Holy Spirit. He had been talked about in the Old Testament, had been selected upon priests and kings, wasn't for everybody, but on the day of Pentecost, there was a sound of a mighty rushing wind that came, and you heard him. And then he came, and he tangibly came on the disciples, all 120 men and women, came upon all the disciples, and he laid on them like tongues of fire, and they began declaring the wonders of God in the known tongues, because that was a celebration there in Jerusalem, and there were people there from all over the world, and people were hearing the wonders of God in their own native tongue. And Peter gets up, Acts chapter 2. What does it look like to live in the anointing? Acts chapter 2. Peter gets up and he says this. Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. For these people are not drunk as you suppose, since it's only the third hour of the day, that this is what was uttered through the prophet Joel. And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants and female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and vapor of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the day of the Lord comes, the great and magnificent day. And it shall come to pass that everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man attested to you by God with mighty works and wonders and signs that God did through him in your midst, as you yourselves know, this Jesus, delivered up according to the definite plan and foreknowledge of God, you crucified and killed by the hands of lawless men. I want to just pause there for a second. This Peter, who is now being incredibly bold, right? Just a few months before that, it was 40 days Jesus was resurrected. So it's been, you know, a little over a month and a half. He had denied Jesus. Back in Luke chapter 22, just want to remember who Peter was. What did he do? Luke chapter 22. Luke 22, beginning in verse 54. Jesus, they seized Jesus, they led him away, and they brought him into the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat down among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light, was looking closely at him and said, "This man, he was also with Jesus." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also were one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I don't know what you're talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And he went out and wept bitterly. How many of us have failed Jesus? How many of us haven't stood up for Jesus when we should have? We're not alone in that. We're not alone in that. But what happened to Peter? Jesus came to him and restored him. And on the day of Pentecost, this man who had fallen further than he ever thought he'd fall, this man who lacked courage, who was ashamed of Jesus Christ, that couldn't stand up for him, that couldn't be bold, that same man, when he is filled with the Holy Spirit and he's received that dynamite power from on high, he receives courage and he receives boldness, and he's able to stand up and say, "Men of Israel, this man who you crucified him, you crucified him." Acts chapter 2, he's preaching his heart out. "You crucified him. God raised him up, loosing the pains of death, because it was not possible for him to be held by it." And he's preaching, and he comes down in Acts chapter 2, verse 36, and he says this, "In the boldness and in the power of God, let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you have crucified." Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart, and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Peter, somewhere along the line, in mainline evangelical Christianity, we've separated salvation from the Holy Spirit. And you all, I'm here today to say it's both. And Peter today says you can receive forgiveness of sins, and you can receive the power, the promise of the Holy Spirit. It's both, and it's not either or. We desperately need the power of the Holy Spirit in this day. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit, for the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And you know what happened? 3,000 people became Christians on that day. The Lord took this coward, this man who couldn't stand up, and filled him with courage and filled him with boldness. And he presented the full gospel, and 3,000 people were saved on that day. Jesus said, he said to Peter, and he says to us today, greater things than this you will do if we will but yield and say yes to him. We don't know how long it was. It reads in the book of Acts like it was the next day, and maybe it was. We don't know. But in Acts chapter 3, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple that is called Beautiful, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, he asked to receive alms. Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and said, "Look at us. Look at us." And he fixed his attention on them, expecting to receive something from them. Have you ever, walking down the street in St. Louis, driving through Carbondale, going to the grocery store, you see somebody asking for alms? Have you ever done this to them? Silver and gold I don't have, but what I do have, I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. He took him by the right hand and raised him up, and immediately his feet and ankles were made strong. I'm getting older. Silver and gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give to you. What is it that lives in each one of us? If we name the name of Christ, we're born again. What lives in you? The resurrected power of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. Silver and gold I do not have, but what I have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up and walk. See the boldness in that? That took boldness, didn't it? That took courage, didn't it? What did he know? He knew that something was different when the Holy Spirit came upon him. He knew that Jesus Christ lived in him. And there was a boldness there. And there were miracles, signs, and wonders coming through. And they said that, and immediately this guy gets up. And it causes chaos. Look at what happens. He gets up. And leaping up, he stood and began to walk and entered the temple. He came into church. He's walking. He's leaping. He's praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God and recognized him as the one who sat at the beautiful gate of the temple asking for alms. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened to him. You all, what would happen to DuQuoin if we realized who we were in Jesus, the power that we had, and we started, as we saw Peter, help that needed healing, that we just stepped out and started doing it. Jesus said, greater things you're going to do. How is that going to happen? When we start saying yes and realizing that we have the power of God in us. They got in trouble for doing that. The religious leaders didn't like it. And they eventually tell them, don't talk anymore in that name. We don't want, you're causing too much trouble. You're causing too much ruckus. You're being a little too crazy. A little too wild. We want you to be tame. We want you to sit down. I said 12. It's Acts 5, 15. Acts chapter 5. I'll start at 12. Acts chapter 5. Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles. Regularly. It wasn't you had to go to some special meeting. It was regularly being done by the apostles. You all, I long to see that. I long to be the church of Jesus Christ. Because I feel like what the church in the United States has become, I don't know what you call it, but that's not what I see in Acts. That's not what I see. It was regular. People were regularly being healed. There were regular signs and wonders. People who were lame were regularly being healed. People with shriveled hands, their hands were becoming whole. People who were blind, they could see. Chronic diseases were healed. How many of you want to see that? I do. I want to see that. That's the church of Jesus Christ. That is what he came to do. It's way bigger. As beautiful as it is to be born again. That's part of the message. The rest of the message is he gave us power so that we can be his witnesses. And it's both and. That's the church the gates of hell shall not prevail against. Acts chapter 5, verse 12. Now many signs and wonders were regularly done among the people by the hands of the apostles, and they were all together in Solomon's portico. None of the rest dared join them, but the people held them in high esteem. And more than ever, believers were added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. We want to see people come to Jesus. How is that going to happen? When the power of God starts flowing again. People say that it's not just some dull religion. It's not just something you come and do on a Sunday. No, this thing is real. God loves us, and his love gives action, and there's power in it, and there's life in it, and there's healing in it. Multitudes were coming to Jesus, so that they even carried out the sick into the streets and laid them on cots and mats, that as Peter came by them, at least his shadow might fall on some of them. The people also gathered from the towns around Jerusalem, bringing the sick and those afflicted with unclean spirits, and they were all healed. All of them. Not some of them, but all of them. When the power of God comes, you all, there's healing. When the power of God comes, there's life. When the power of God comes, if we would but yield and say yes to him and let him through us. Jesus said, greater things than these you will do. Acts chapter 10, Peter has a vision. And he has this vision of this sheep with all these kind of animals. And they were the unclean animals that are listed in Leviticus, in the Levitical laws. And he hears the Lord say, kill and eat. And he's like, no way, Lord. I won't do that. No. No. And yet, what is God doing with Peter in Acts chapter 10? He tells him to go and minister to a man named Cornelius, who is not a Jew. And so even as Peter, who is walking with the Lord, filled with the Holy Spirit, you all, he's still thinking in these little boxes. And all of us have to be careful of our little boxes that we put God in. And may we never, ever, 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 ever get too old to grow. And God always wants to renew our minds. And the scriptures do that. And I'm afraid that many of us have been discipled over the last year, 2 years, by the news media and what we're watching on TV. Are we letting that renew our mind, or are we letting the Word renew our mind? Acts chapter 10, verse 17. Now, while Peter was inwardly perplexed as to what the vision that he had seen might mean, behold, the men who were sent by Cornelius called out to ask whether Simon, who was called Peter, was lodging there. And while Peter was pondering the vision, the Spirit said to him, behold, 3 men are looking for you. Rise and go down and accompany them without hesitation, for I have sent them. And Peter went down to the men. Another thing I want to note here is Peter is listening to the Spirit of God. And the Spirit of God is talking to him. And I've been talking to you for a while about the Holy Spirit, him being a promise, the presence of Jesus. And you all, one of the blessings that we have as born-again Christians is the Spirit of God will speak to us. And he wants to converse with us. And so many of us are busy. We're trying to do our own thing. We're trying to figure out things. And we're like a top running around. But the Spirit of God wants to come. And he speaks to Peter. And Peter immediately obeys. Many of us are too busy to hear the voice of the Lord. And when the voice of the Lord comes, we don't obey the voice of the Lord. We reason one with each other and one in ministry to all the world, showing forth the fruit and the power of the Spirit until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his holy, at his heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever. Amen. If you have a little, please shake them up real good. Get your bread ready. And let's take it. Lord, we thank you for the body broken. We thank you, Jesus, for the life that you died, that your body was broken to give us. And Lord, I thank you that you died to give us abundant life. And we take and we receive it now by faith. Your body broken. And we thank you, God, for resurrection life living inside of us, Lord. That in us, Lord, that is just dead. Where we just need a fresh touch from you. Where our bodies need a fresh touch from you. Where our souls, Lord, where we're hurt and where we're wounded. And we need your touch. We just receive it now by faith as we take your body broken for us. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that forgives us of all of our sins, that heals us from all of our diseases. Lord, we thank you for your blood. We thank you, Lord, that when you look at us, Lord, that we are clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just receive your forgiveness and your healing as we receive your blood that was poured out for us. Bless you. We honor you. And we receive that now by faith. And Lord, I pray for each one of us that we would be filled afresh and anew. Lord, that we would hunger for more of you. Lord, your word says, Jesus, you said this, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. And Lord, I pray that we would have a hunger to see your wonders performed through us as individuals. Thank you, Lord, that not one of us is left out. Thank you, Lord, that every single one of us are the fulfillment of that promise. Greater things you will see. Greater things. Because it's all of us doing it in the power of your Holy Spirit. Give us fresh eyes to see you. Give us fresh eyes to see who we are in you. Give us fresh eyes, Lord, as we see broken, hurting people around us. Silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I give to you. We would give that to the people around us. May your kingdom come. May your will be done through us and in us for your glory's sake. Amen. Let's stand and sing I Love to Tell the Story. And part of this is I love to tell the story. And telling the story is sharing the story. And it's being his light and his love as it goes through us. Let's stand and sing this old hymn. I love to tell the story. It's in the red hymnal, number 156. Thank you. just makes me more tenacious, and I'm going to keep asking, and I'm going to keep going after it, because Jesus paid for it. He paid for it. And just because we haven't seen it doesn't mean it's not real, and it doesn't happen. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. I thank you, God, that you're a healer. I thank you, God, that you're a healer of lymphedema. I thank you, God, you're a healer of all of our chronic diseases that are represented here in this house. And Lord, I pray that you would touch, that you would heal, that your glory would be poured out in such a way that every single person in this house would be healed. We thank you, God, you are able. You are able. That's what you died to give us. And Lord, we don't want a form of godliness and deny the power of it. And so, Father, fill us with your Spirit. Baptize us once again with your fire so that we can be your hands, your feet in the lost and dying world. We thank you that you are good, that your love endures forever, that there is power in the blood. And Lord, may it happen. May it come forth. Lord, we bless you and we honor you. You are a healer, and I will preach it till I die. And Lord, that's who you are. That's who you are. And everything you died to give us, Lord, we just receive it by faith right now. We honor you and we bless you. I bless your people with peace. I pray faith would arise in our hearts, that we would be hungry for more of you than we've ever seen and ever known. In Jesus' name, amen.